From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Cadet. This is Idaho Matters. Vaccine maker Novavax earlier this week said it has shipped millions of doses of its updated COVID-19 shots to distributors around the United States. So what does that mean for folks who are looking to get this latest vaccine? Well, joining us today to talk more about that is Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Remember, if you have a public health question for Dr. Pate, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so Dr. Pate, what does this mean for folks wanting the Novavax vaccine versus the other ones that are already available?
Well, this is good news because it gives us more options. The mRNA vaccines, that's the Pfizer and Moderna, as we've seen over the past 2 years now, they have been used in more people than I think any other vaccine in history. So we have quite a bit of safety data now because it's been given to hundreds of millions of people. And it doesn't mean that it's risk-free, but it is quite safe. And so, and we also know that it's very effective. However, there are still people that are concerned about this new technology of mRNA. And of course, there's been a lot of disinformation about mRNA vaccines. So Novavax offers a great option for those people that are concerned about that. Novavax is more of what we've, more like a traditional vaccine that we've had. It doesn't use mRNA. It just uses the spike protein and lets the body recognize it and respond to it. But it also is combined with what we call is an adjuvant. And we commonly use adjuvants in vaccines. Adjuvants are things that are just irritants to our immune system. And it's just, it's not a foreign body that they need to necessarily respond immunologically to, but it gets the immune system all excited and worked up. And so adjuvants usually produce a enhanced immune response. And that's what we've seen with Novavax. You get a broader spectrum of antibodies. And the earliest Novavax vaccine actually kept up with variants much better than the mRNA vaccines did. So it's a great option. And I'm so glad that it just got authorized. My guess is that we'll start seeing it available probably next week is my hope. That it'll be out there and it'll give people a great option. And if you've previously got mRNA vaccines and you want to get the Novavax, you can do it. It's safe to mix and match now. If you've previously got Moderna, you can get Pfizer or vice versa. If you've previously got either one of those, you can now get Novavax, whatever you want to do. But that gives us another option. But it is not approved for children.
Okay. So, and it does seem, Dr. Pate, that we're getting some more options for this 12 and under age group, because I know that's been a frustration for a lot of folks as this rollout has been a bit wonky, frankly.
It has. And so what the problem has been is that as you remember, the FDA told the manufacturers in June, make this new model of booster based on the XBB.1.5. And they did. But the manufacturers didn't know what was it going to end up being approved for. And there was this debate, should it only be people that are over 65 or should it be everyone? And they didn't know. So they didn't make a lot of children's vaccine because that might not get approved. And but it did. And so now they're playing catch up to try to produce it and then distribute it. But I think, as you said, it is starting to roll out better. And I think we should have many more options. Unfortunately, we've had very few, but I think we'll have many more options over the next week, probably for sure next 2 weeks.
So what about free COVID tests from the government, Dr. Pate? Because folks can get those, right? But then let's talk about how we should be testing if we're concerned about COVID as well.
Yeah. So first of all, I think it is important to all your listeners, if you want to avail yourself of this, it's very easy to order these free tests from the government. And these are the rapid antigen tests. And if you want to do that, just go to covid.gov/tests. And it's very easy. You just four tests or two boxes of tests per household. So just put in your address and then you submit it, and then the mail service will deliver it. And I just got mine yesterday, but you can order free tests, and it's good to have those on hand. And because if we do get surges, a lot of times drugstores tend to run out, so you'll have four. And they do have extended expiration periods now, and there's some information about that in the test you receive. But if you have any questions about tests that you currently have still left over, you can go to the FDA's website, or even on this website I just gave you, I think there's a link to it, and then you can check the updated expiration dates. A lot of the tests got 6 to 18 months added on to their expiration dates.
So before we get into listener questions, Dr. Pate, where are we in regards to getting our flu shot?
For Idaho, we're not there yet. Now, as I've said repeatedly, if you've got a family member into the doctor or into the pharmacy and they're willing to get the shot and you know you won't get them back, go ahead and get the flu shot. But for the rest of us that want to kind of strategically plan when we get our flu shot, because it does wane more quickly than a lot of vaccines, and we want to have coverage through the whole flu season that could certainly go to March, April, or May. Therefore, with the flu shot, we kind of want to time it to when we start seeing the uptick in flu cases here in Idaho. And right now, we're still at very low levels. So it is coming, because we have started seeing some increase in flu activity in other portions of the country, but it's not here yet. And this is not unusual. Normally, I don't, in a normal year, pre-pandemic, I wouldn't get my flu shot until the very end of October or beginning of November for this reason. So it's not surprising it's not ready yet, but it could very well be in the next 2 or 3 weeks on this show. I might be telling listeners, hey, time to go. Go get your flu shot now. And remember that, again, if you want to strategically coordinate everything, there is some suggestion that getting your flu shot and your COVID booster together may further boost your COVID immune response. So you might want to consider that. And if you do get them together, get your COVID booster in the same arm that you got your primary series, if you remember, or if your provider can tell you, and then get flu shot in the other arm.
Okay. So I want to get to some listener questions before we let you go today, Dr. Pate. Dave sent us this email earlier today. He says, I'm fully vaccinated with COVID. In fact, got my latest vaccine 3 weeks ago. This last weekend, I tested positive for COVID. So he wants to know, is a negative nasal swab a reliable indicator that he's no longer contagious?
Well, thank God Dave got his booster before the COVID, because that may have made this milder illness. So good for you, Dave. The question is, in general, no, you cannot count on a negative rapid antigen test telling you that you're not infected or contagious. However, once you definitely have COVID, like Dave did, and then you're getting symptomatically better and your test has gone from positive to being negative, it is not a perfect indicator, but it's the best indicator that we have that's readily available and inexpensive to say you probably no longer are. However, wear that mask for at least a full 10 days when you're around other people.
Okay. Mary in Sun Valley writes in, what is the progress on a COVID vaccine that will stop infections for all variants, unlike current vaccines that just prevent hospitalizations and may not be effective against all variants?
There is some very exciting research going on. There's already been some phase 1 trials. That's typically where we do it in animals, and looking at mucosal immunity, that is the immunity in your nose and mouth and throat, because if we're going to stop infection, we have to stop it there for this virus. And so there's very encouraging results. I still am guessing we're at least a year away, but certainly a lot of research interest and a lot of progress.
So Shelly wrote us this email. She said, I had the sixth shot of the old vaccine in August before I was going to be in airports and traveling on planes. My doctor suggested that since my last booster was October of 2022, so she wants to know how soon can I get the new shot? And Shelly says she's 80 years old.
Well, Shelly, good for you keeping up with your shots. So the official recommendation is that you wait 3 months from that last vaccine that you had in August. So that would be next month. What I would tell you is there is some suggestion, not proof, but suggestion that a more optimal period of time might be 4 months, which would put you in December. So what I would say, Shelley, is if you have something that's going to be high risk at the end of November, like Thanksgiving, if you're traveling, especially traveling internationally, maybe go with the 3 months. But if you're going to be relatively safe and can hold out, and especially if you have big Christmas plans, I might wait 4 months and get your booster in December.
Okay. And Dr. Pate, before I let you go, I have one more question from Sean. And I know you've already answered this in our conversation, but just in case for folks who are just tuning in, Sean wants to know, if you have previously received the mRNA vaccines for COVID, can you choose the newly updated Novavax booster if you want?
You can, but if you've already got the brand new updated mRNA vaccine that just came out in the last couple of weeks, if you've got that, you have to wait. You cannot get Novavax now. But if your last booster was the old booster, the first booster shot, then you can get Novavax for your new booster.
Okay. So if you have not been boosted with any new vaccine,
that's right. The new one that just got approved on the XBB.1.5 that just came out would have been just the last few weeks. So as long as he didn't get that one just recently, yes, he can get Novavax. But if he got that one, he's going to have to wait. Most people haven't. So if you haven't already just recently gotten your new booster, then yes, you can get the Novavax. But again, only adults. It's not approved for children.
Right. Okay. As always, Dr. Pate, we so appreciate your time. We've been talking with former CEO of St. Luke's Health System, Dr. David Pate. Remember, if you have any public health questions for Dr. Pate, you can send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And of course, we will ask Dr. Pate those questions next week. Thanks, Dr. Pate.
My pleasure. Bye, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.